Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. And now, time for sports.
As you all know, next Monday night at Foxborough, Pets and Jets and the Armageddon game for us.
Armageddon is how the Globe's Bob Ryan describes this coming Monday's game. And Bill Littlefield is here with me. And I'm wondering, Bill, if you think it's quite that epic.
Well, is Bob on the payroll? I mean, you know, to describe a football game as Armageddon is just
some
a little
people believe
bit over
view it
the
that
top,
way.
Maybe. No, it's a big game. You got two teams that are both 9-2. That at the top of the AFC, they both won four out of their last five games, and it's Teddy Bruschi Day as well. They're going to honor Teddy Bruschi, who was present for all those great Patriot Super Bowl appearances and wins and all the rest of that stuff, and is now retired.
And who I keep seeing in life insurance ads now,
absolutely.
By the way.
You got to do something after you stop playing.
All right. So there will be a game Monday. We don't know if the Pats and Jets will play each other next year for sure, because it's looking like there may be no NFL football next year. So, Bill, is it any possibility on earth that there actually wouldn't be an NFL season next year?
Well, there certainly is a possibility, because football, like the other major sports, has experienced lockouts in the past, and the other major sports have had strikes in the past. And there certainly is a gap between what the owners think is fair and what the players think is fair. And if that gap can't be bridged, there could certainly be a lockout.
For those who haven't followed this labor dispute, is this about money primarily?
It's partly about money. The owners want to play two more regular season games, and they don't particularly want to pay the players very much more money. Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, has been characterized as a powerful centrist among the owners. I'm not quite sure what centrist means when it's applied to National Football League owners. I suppose it probably means that they are in favor of women continuing to have the vote, something like that. But anyway, he's emerging as something of a powerful figure in terms of these negotiations.
The owners don't want to pay the players more money for those extra two games. I imagine the players say, if we're going to take that kind of physical beating, we need to be compensated for
it. Yeah, I mean, there has been so much talk about the damage done to players, not only concussions, but all sorts of other things that players have to live with after their careers are over. And they're saying, hey, the damage is going to be greater when you increase the number of regular season games by two. And at the same time, the owners are talking about their concern for the health of the players. They're also talking about putting the players at risk for two more games. And there's a certain amount of hypocrisy evident in that position, I think.
So that's football. Let's talk about basketball. Celtics just won four games in a row. At the same time, the Lakers aren't doing as well, and the Miami Heat have been falling apart. So is this looking pretty promising for the Celtics?
Well, I think it looks very promising. If you just take a snapshot of the early part of the season, you can't do much better than be in first place, and that's where the Celtics are. There are a couple of teams that have won a game or two more than they have. But all things considered, I think things look pretty good. Unhappily, the NBA season is so long and so punishing, with these guys playing so many games with so little time to rest between, that you really can't even begin to talk about what the Celtics are likely to accomplish until you've begun to see how injuries are going to mount up. And they have got some guys who, to be kind, have experience on their side rather than youth.
So Shaquille O'Neal missed a practice on Monday, and he's actually been forced to make numerous public apologies because he says he misread the schedule on the whiteboard.
Well, sure. Come on.
How do you not know when practice is?
I don't know. I've never missed a practice. But on the other hand, nobody's ever required me to be at one.
Now,
I'm inclined to cut Shaquille O'Neal a little bit of a break. You know, he's had some fun over in Harvard Square.
A lot
he's
of fun.
Delighted fans.
Playing the statue.
He's absolutely. And he's done a lot of things to develop great publicity for the team. If he missed a practice, he missed a practice. He's not exactly Allen Iverson, who announced at one point when he was active in the NBA that he saw no reason to practice and hence was not showing up.
Bill Littlefield, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bill Littlefield hosts NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear here on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. If you were listening to our show yesterday, you might have heard us talk about all the sales tax you're probably not paying on your Cyber Monday purchases. That's because businesses generally don't collect sales tax from online customers who live in states where the businesses have no physical footprint. So, for example, Massachusetts residents don't pay sales tax on items bought from Amazon since Amazon is based in Washington State. Well, turns out we're supposed to report those purchases on our Massachusetts tax returns and then pay what's called a use tax on any items we bought out of state but used in state. That rule applies whether we bought something from Amazon or from a liquor store in New Hampshire. Almost nobody actually does that, but we got to wondering after yesterday's show whether anyone has ever been fined for this after being audited. So we called the State Department of Revenue and asked spokesman Bob Bliss, who said, quote, basically no, end quote. But he did recall a time when a guy purchased a sunroom in New Hampshire and trucked it back over the border to Massachusetts. Somebody ratted him out, and the state presented that sun-soaked gentleman with a very large tax bill. You can read more about that on our Hubbub blog at wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. You can comment on our show at wbur.org/Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.